I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-Minute Reset. I'm thinking about failure today and the importance of putting it in its proper perspective and even understanding what it means. And in the world of work, we often think that success means doing something and the outcome will be what we expected it to be. And yet I'm reminded that no one gets through work and through life without failure, without lots of failure. And maybe we need to actually use a different word. And Thomas Edison was a remarkably thoughtful person. And there's a few quotes. He said, "I've just found 10,000 ways that don't work. I haven't failed." He also said, "Just because something doesn't do what you planned it to do doesn't mean it's useless. Failure is really a matter of conceit." And I think about this. If I do my best and give that to God, then His will be done. And if it doesn't work out the way I thought, to call it a failure is really to think that I'm a little bit more important than I am.
Yeah. You know, the dreams we have, there are dreams for a reason, right? God gave them to us, but we can't confuse the outcome with the call and with the dream. God's calling you to take steps toward accomplishing your dream. But what happens along the way, regardless of the outcome, is that we become who God dreamt of us becoming as we put ourselves out there. And I think it is that conceit. It's that terror of what if I don't look good, right? What if this isn't to my greater glory? So that stops us from even trying, and it stops us from having fun along the way.
Yeah. And control is the other word. Mm-hmm. Like, we worry about what other people think, but also I'm out of control. I want to control my environment. And so I want to plan this. I want to hit this. And in business and in the world of work, this is often how we're raised and educated. And it is so contrary to the peace we're supposed to have in our heart. Do our best. Purify our intentions. Try our best to hear what God is calling us to do. The outcome is so often is just in His hands. And we need to be really glad for that.
You know, there's countless examples of people who succeeded in big ways, who failed along the way countless times. I had heard that Walt Disney was working for some newspaper and was fired because he, quote, lacked creativity, right? What if he just took that to heart and just, I give up?
Well, and what's funny is if he had succeeded in that by worldly standards, he probably wouldn't have gone on to do what he did.
That's right.
And how often we look back at a failure and realize that it was the avenue that God used to bring us to what we were doing.
So if we find our sense of self in our relationship with God, that makes us unafraid to try. Frankly, that also makes us more likely to succeed because we'll keep trying and keep having fun along the way. So let's pray. Lord, help us to rest in Your great love for us and the dignity we have, not because of what we do, but because we're Your sons and Your daughters. And help us to overcome our fear of failure today and every day in all that we do. Amen.
Amen.